News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, as you will be aware, a Garda was killed after being struck by a motorcycle at a speed checkpoint in North Dublin yesterday. The highly respected officer has been named as Garda Kevin Flatley, aged 49, a father of two who was based in the road policing unit at Dublin Castle. Here's Garda Commissioner Drew Harris speaking to the media about the dangers that members of an Garda Síochána are face.
I would just like to point out the dangers there are for those who engage in road policing duties. Almost unbelievably, this afternoon we've had another Garda member has his leg broken, struck by a motorcycle, and one arrest made. And this is a regular occurrence where we are enforcing legislation, road traffic laws, but also the criminal law in respect of road users. And just the dangers our members are facing, my members are facing, is just extraordinary. I acknowledge the tougher sentences that have been put in place by the government, but also this does call for a real reset and rethink about our approach as a society to road safety.
Okay, Garda Commissioner Drew Harris there. I caught up with the Justice Minister, Jim O'Callaghan, a little while ago. I began by asking him his reaction to this heartbreaking news.
Yeah, it was a terrible day yesterday, Shane. First thing I want to do is I want to express my condolences to Garda Flatley's wife, Una, and their daughters, Aoife and Erin. The shocking day. Garda Flatley was out doing work that we asked him to do. As you know, he was a member of the roads policing unit. He was out yesterday trying to keep road users safe. He was conducting speed checks on the Old Swords to Balbriggan Road. And tragically, there was a collision between him and a motorbike user.
We don't know much at this stage in relation to the circumstances of the incident.
No, the Gardaí are continuing to investigate, but as I said, we do know that Garda Flatley was conducting speed checks and there was a collision between him and the person who was driving a motorbike. That person is in hospital at present in a serious condition. But obviously the Gardaí are conducting inquiries. Anyone who was in the area or any road users who were there between noon and 12:50 yesterday on the Old Swords to Balbriggan Road, the R132. You know, if they have any camera footage, they should bring it to the attention of the Gardaí.
The Garda Commissioner, in the wake of this tragedy, has called for a societal reset and rethink about our approach to road safety.
Yeah, we've made progress in road safety in recent years, but I'm concerned. Not only yesterday was Garda Flatley killed, but also there was another guard who was hit by a motorbike in Coolock yesterday. He sustained a broken leg. There was a similar incident earlier on last week. A guard that was injured. Everyone needs to slow down. We're driving too fast. The reason why the roads policing units are out there, why Garda Flatley was out there, is because we're aware there's a danger posed by people driving too fast on our roads. And the Commissioner is correct. We need to slow down. We need a reset. Like, a lot of it is about the Gardaí doing their job, as Garda Flatley did yesterday. They do that excellently. But we all have a responsibility ourselves to make the roads safer. We're the road users and we all need to slow down.
Finally, Minister, yesterday was a reminder. We've 90 guards. Kevin is the 90th guard to lose his life in active service since the foundation of the state. It is a dreadful reminder that Gardaí men and women put themselves in the line of danger for our safety.
Every day they do that. Every day a guard goes out to work. They put their lives on the line, and the job, what they're doing, is they're keeping the rest of us safe. They're keeping our community safe. That's what Kevin Flatley was doing yesterday when he went out to work in the roads policing unit. He was there keeping society safe, and he paid the ultimate sacrifice for that. And I just want to commend his service and again extend my sympathies to his wife, Una, and daughters, Aoife and Erin, and all the members of the force who are obviously devastated by his death.
That was the Justice Minister, Jim O'Callaghan, speaking to me a little bit earlier. We're joined now by the chairperson of O'Dwyer's GAA Club in Balbriggan, David Rooney. David, thank you indeed for talking to us this morning. You knew Kevin.
Yeah, good morning, Shane.
Good morning.
Yeah, we knew Kevin. Kevin was very active in our club, and I'd say it's a terrible day for our club and community. So firstly, I'd like to pass my condolences and that of the club to Una, Erin, Aoife, and family of friends and colleagues on the sudden tragic passing of Kevin. So yeah, Kevin was an active member of our club. He started coaching and helping out with his daughter Erin's under 15 team, and then most recently he started coaching with his daughter Aoife at under 10. Very active. You know, trying to balance his work commitments, his family commitments, and also helping out in the club. He was a big member of our social team, so he would have played social football, and he would have been active in our cultural side, and he would have been involved in our Irish conversation sessions and Irish classes.
He sounds like I suppose every GAA club has these, you know, these people who just go out of their way to get involved, to help out, to volunteer. He just sounds like a good man.
Yeah, he was. He was, you know, he was always positive, always had a smile on his face. You know, had a great way with the kids, always patient and always encouraging, you know, and the kind of, you could feel the kind of love of sport from him. In particular, he had a real passion for hurling and camogie. And he wrote a number of long, detailed emails to the club executive on how he felt the club could, you know, embrace hurling a little bit more and where he could come and help us. You know, unfortunately, with, you know, his commitments to the Guards, he couldn't do as much as he wanted, but the passion was there.
Obviously, it's first and foremost a tragedy for Una, for Aoife and for Erin, but there must be real shock among the players he coached, among O'Dwyer's GAA club generally.
Yeah, absolutely devastating. We got news of it early afternoon yesterday, and you know, we've been all in a spin since, trying to get our head around how we can kind of move forward and support Una and the girls, and that's our main focus at the moment.
Okay, well, look, thank you so much for talking to us. Our condolences to everybody at O'Dwyer's GAA Club in Balbriggan. David Rooney, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.